Welcome to part one of Under a Green Sky.
On the wide and open sea. But every night I'd pray for winds to blow me back to thee. And a sailor's life is not the life for me. And if I were a travelling man throughout the lands I'd roam, the open road ahead of me would be my only home. Don't you just get weary when you're always moving on? The traveling life is not the life for me. I'd see the light, and I'd praise the Lord Almighty in the morning, noon, and night. But the world is full of pleasures, temptations hard to fight, and a holy life is not the life for me. And if I were a wealthy man with money in great store, well, I swear I would be generous and never keep a score. But I never met the rich man yet, didn't want for more. Life of wealth is not the life for me. Shall ramble on. Let my faith be love, let my fortune be a song. A simple life is all the life. A simple life is all the life. A simple life is all the life I'll need.
It was in the summer of 2008 that I first came across the Green Sky project. After many years of travelling and working around the UK, my wife Trish and myself decided to settle down in Banbury to be close to family and to lead a quieter life. as often the case at weekends, I was out walking our two dogs in the countryside, this time taking in a part of the Bambi Circular Walk, from the old Ironstones railway line behind Drayton School, along past the Folly on the path towards Roxton Abbey, dropping down to the stream, before heading off towards Giant's Cave. These walks not only got me out in the fresh air, but gave me time to think, mulling over current issues in the day job, where I worked supporting large mainframe applications, which had become known as heritage systems, due to their great age but continued value to the organisations which used them. But it was also impossible to walk along without thinking of what had gone before, and how the landscape had been shaped by man, literally in the case of Crouch Hill, where the Romans had added an extra 20 feet to the height of it, just so that it could be used as a signal beacon. Then there were the watermills in the area, converting some of the energy of the many streams which flowed in the area into useful work. Energy supply and provision of water and other resources would be a problem for the future generations, I thought. And after becoming a grandparent, these issues took up more of my considerations. But as a lifelong ecologist and technologist, I've always been hopeful for the future, while being mindful of the issues. So as I walked along, my thoughts switched between the past, present and future, the beauty of nature, and the challenges for technology.
Thank you.
On arriving at the avenue of trees leading down to the long burrows and tunnels which made up Giant's Caves, my thoughts were interrupted by a voice I hadn't heard in over a quarter of a century. "Hi, Sanchez. I was told I could find you here. Can I have a word?" This was Terry, a friend from my college days. As often happens, we'd stayed in touch for a few years, but careers and differing lifestyles caused our friendship to lapse. "How you doing?" I replied. "What brings you north of the Thames? I thought you got nervous when straying too far from the coast." "Stop being flippant. It's important. I've been asked to find you and give you something," he said, fiddling with the zip on his wind cheater. He was still slim, with the same style of unfashionably short hair, wearing jeans, open-neck shirt and mauve V-neck jumper, despite it being a warm summer's day. His time in the aerospace industry, mostly on missile design as I remembered, must have suited him, as he hadn't changed a lot. "Is Mel not with you? How is she?" I asked. Terry and Mel had known each other throughout our student days, and they had got together in the final year and got married the following January, for reasons we couldn't fathom, in a freezing cold church on the Kentish marshes, as I recalled. "She's dead," he replied in a quiet voice. "That's why I'm here."
There was a night, the summer was kind. You lay astride me in the road and no car came. A satellite fell. You said a falling star. I felt the weight of barley wine upon my smile. Now I am old and you are gone. I'm a million miles from home and I have faith in no one. But there was a time when you had to work and I had to sleep. So Catholic to leave an orange by my bed. You're a picture of grace, a picture of grace. Too good for me, they said, and they were right. Now I am old and you are gone. I'm a million miles from home and I have faith in no one. But there was a time, a time when life seemed clear and true, a time when all was possible. I held you in my arms, I loved you in my arms. A time when we were standing tall, a time before the hurting fall. So the memory fades, I turn and walk away. I am old and you are gone. a time.